With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexico took a huge leap into the future for criminal justice reform this year. Those are the sentiments of Representative Antonio Mo Maestas commenting on the recent legislative session.
Well, the big one, the big single bill was expungement, House Bill 370. So starting January 1, folks given particular circumstances and a period of time can remove their criminal history from public view. A study from the University of Michigan Law School showed that folks who get their record expunged increase their salary 25% within a year. So I believe there's tens of thousands of unemployed workers in New Mexico that will be able to provide for their families once their record gets expunged.
Once expunged, the conviction of a person would be treated as if it never happened. That is, public records regarding the person's arrest would be shielded from public view. Maestas says the clean slate will enable the person to reintegrate into society. New Mexico was the last state to pass such a law. Another piece of legislation Maestas sponsored was HB 342. The seven-term Democrat representing Albuquerque's West Side residents says the new law will help rebuild New Mexico's behavioral health system that was dismantled under Governor Susana Martinez's administration.
Part of the crime package bill, House Bill 342, changed the definition of behavioral health within the Department of Health to include incarcerated persons and newly reentering people back into society so that they'll receive the behavioral health benefits they deserve and be on the radar screen while in custody as well as when they get out.
One bill that was vetoed by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham was a probation and parole bill that better defines technical violations. He says advocates will work on a stronger bill with the governor's office and the state's district attorneys. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.